as a role player because he has played.
That's his thing. They don't get back. He was looking. Now look at his steal.
Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop.
Oh my goodness.
Marcus Mizzen. And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Traffic was great. Not a cloud in the sky. Tuesday.
Oh, I'm listening.
I hate getting derailed so early in the show, but there's been a certain persuasion of women walking by this studio while you have been running your mouth and Nikki has been running your
mouth. Oh, I've noticed it too.
And I'm like, what the hell is this?
And they all work at Kentucky Kingdom.
Really?
Yeah, like they all do. Like, I'm serious.
So this is like a dormitory thing.
I guess so, but like, no, it's a certain, yes, and they all work at Kentucky Kingdom.
Okay.
Because look at the shirt. They all have like a blue shirt.
Amazing looking women go past this door, and I'm like I said, I mean, I'm not a gawker, but I'm in like, whew.
I mean, it's hard not to. You know, just
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter what you look like.
Yeah.
You know, if you walk by the window, we're gonna look up.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's natural.
Yeah,
but
I'm noticing. I'm like, hey, listen, people. If I were you, I'd
go to Kentucky Kingdom.
Really?
Go to Kentucky Kingdom or make my way over.
It's funny because Pop's actually texted. He's back in town. He's taking today off. So it's gonna be me and Lightsy again. Yay. But he texted, he was like, it's funny, he was like, I'm going to Kentucky Kingdom tonight on a whim if anyone wants to come.
I bet.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I bet you are,
yeah,
Pops.
Yeah, you knew something we didn't know. Cause yeah, I'm just, yeah, I was.
Kentucky Kingdom is low-key, like, it's fun. It's fun. Like, I go to Disney and stuff so much that, like, I do forget, like, I mean, listen, it's not the best park in the world.
It's a nice park.
Unless they want to sponsor or get involved. I can't believe the studio. Do we not have anything with Kentucky Kingdom?
Like, I'm going to say this one more time. Everybody listens to us. If you are a business, we need to partner immediately. We should have more partners flooding.
You don't think Steve and Marcus couldn't do a show at Kentucky Kingdom?
My goodness. Andrew Bosch should be pissed at us because his phone won't stop ringing. Ken should be pissed.
I got him back there right now. He's just texting. He could be talking to Kentucky Kingdom right now. Look at that.
Here, I'll ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, ask him right now on the air.
Bosch.
I mean, coffee.
Who are you talking to?
The Kentucky Kingdom sponsors, partners.
Yes.
It can be sponsors, it can be partners, it can be anything. All this good stuff.
Hey, Bosch. Yeah, why don't we have a deal with Kentucky Kingdom?
Why don't we have a deal with
Kentucky Kingdom?
We would like to do shows in Kentucky Kingdom.
I'm trying real hard
we should be
to
doing
get in
shows
touch with these people.
At all kind of fun places all around the city.
Yeah, I mean, you don't think I would like getting up and going to the fairgrounds and going to Kentucky Kingdom?
How do
like,
people get in contact with you? People that want to be our partners, how do they get in contact with you?
Look, you reach out to me at AndrewB@ESPNLouisville.com, and I will get you taken care of.
Oh.
AndrewB at ESPNLouisville.com.
Yeah.
People, it's that simple.
And I'm thinking, like, if we can get something going with Kentucky Kingdom, can we do a live show from a roller coaster? Can we?
I would do that.
I would not.
I would do that. I will put on my stomach. Lucy, and I would do the show from the coaster.
I'm way past the stomach. The age of puking.
It's probably unsafe.
Let's see what we can work out. Yeah. I'm on it.
Okay, seriously, I'm in. Listen, I love Kentucky Kingdom, man. We get passes. I go over there. I mean, listen, it's a blast.
If you got any place
right here in your
that
backyard.
We can have a good time, or, yeah, I mean, every place we have fun. Dude, have we went on remotes that we just absolutely hated?
No, we're great on remotes, man. We have a blast. We love remotes.
What is that top tech one? That's
not for us.
Okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, where did that come from? Yeah. Where does that energy come from? Right. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, I don't know. I don't know why it just made me think of that, because I was like, listen, I love, like, Holiday World is on another level.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to Disney, it's on another level. Universal's on another level. And sometimes you forget, you're like right in my backyard. Mm. I've got like a nice, and the water park at Kentucky Kingdom is.
Oh, that's what Jeanette and I do. We go there, get there before it gets really packed, and just do Lazy River for like 2 hours.
It's funny. I always get the Clarksville crowd saying, oh, we're coming up there. And I'm like, what are you coming up here for? Hey, Kentucky Kingdom. I'm like,
I know.
Oh, yeah.
That's the easy. I mean, that's probably the closest
theme park, right? It's a perfect drive, yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, like the water park at Kentucky Kingdom is legit. The only thing a Disney water park has on Kentucky Kingdom's water park is theming, because mm-hmm. they can do Disney theming.
Yeah, what happened to them like being like the WB? Like, you know, it was like Looney Tunes
Six
and stuff.
Flags.
And then
they're not Six Flags anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Six Flags was the WB Looney Tunes.
Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom.
Yeah, Flags. Six Flags.
Mm. I actually fell down a wormhole. Like Six Flags is like the.
Did I mess that up?
It didn't sound great.
Seriously, yeah. If you're ever like bored, just look up like the different parks.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
it looks like you have like some sort of magic elixir from like Skyrim.
My God.
I call it B12 piss.
Yeah, like a bat. It's Marcus's secret stuff.
Pineapple, strawberry, lemon. It is incredible.
Yeah,
and
okay. I'm like, did anybody else hear that?
What are you watching, dog?
Is that your phone or mine?
No, that's your computer.
Yeah, that is comfortably your.
Oh, that came out.
It said, Luka Doncic's defense.
Oh.
I saw the video with the blow-bys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my man Jakey, who's on hold, actually tweeted that to me. Yeah.
Ah, did you see that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I didn't see that. I'm like, yeah, that's not a good look.
Mm-mm.
And Kyrie Irving sitting there holding all the weight.
Kyrie, like, pushes him back into position.
And you got people like Nick. They're like, Kyrie, crazy.
I just want to blame Kyrie so bad. Janky, oh, let's get the phone lines. Janky, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fireway.
Hey, all this talk about Kentucky Kingdom, why don't you guys have a sponsorship deal with them yet? It's been like a full 3 to 4 minutes.
Listen.
What's Andrew doing?
What is Bosch doing?
Bosch is in the booth waiting.
I can't believe that it's not signed, sealed, and delivered yet.
It does not have to be just Kentucky Kingdom, people. He is waiting on you right now.
I'm here. I'm available. I can help you, you know, make money. It's what I do. And, you know, we like to do live shows from places like that, absolutely. And makes for good radio and a lot of fun.
I know that. And the weather is coming around, too.
Right?
Yeah.
Anytime we can get outside, come on.
Right.
Okay, did Danny Hurley make the right decision, Steve? Go.
Oh, appreciate the call, Janky.
Oh, sorry.
No, he's done. That's all you get.
Gas Bags Podcast will be up tomorrow.
Yeah, Gas Bags Podcast. I love it. I think so. I think he did. You know, because he can be a legend now. Like, I mean, you know, and selfishly, I'm glad he stayed.
I want to take him down.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I like when there's a.
Yeah. He's the front end of the new wave of coaches.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of the dominant coaches.
Absolutely.
And it's just going to be fun trying to pick him apart and trying to find out his weaknesses. And
100%.
Yeah, that part. Yeah, they were going to run him right out the league.
Yeah,
in
yeah.
2 years.
He would have never made it with the Lakers. it just his style, what he does. I mean, listen, the way he antagonizes refs, the way he angers Rick Pitino. I mean, you know, got a guy from Focus, Tom O'Grady, yelling at him on the bench. it's like he is, to me, he is just really good for college basketball. Mm. And obviously, I, like most people, according to the ratings, the poor NBA Finals,
are they crapping out?
It's not as they're not crapping out, and they're like at 11, 12 million. But like mm-hmm. that, like they were talking about this morning, the women's Final Four, the women's championship, mm-hmm. the men's regional finals, all are beating the NBA Finals.
So what's the hot take on why the NBA
Finals?
Well,
I think it's what we talked about before. It's just nobody really cares about the Mavericks and the Celtics.
Yeah, there's no characters.
Look, my cousin can hate LeBron all he wants, but people like that will watch. You'll watch LeBron. You'll watch those people.
Watch them lose. You'll watch them to win.
It doesn't matter. This finals, it's like, I mean, we talked about it. We said, look, Jason Tatum's probably a top five player in the league right now. He's not. There's nothing about Jason Tatum that's. And then I don't think it helps that anybody with a brain watched game one and was like, yeah, series over. It's not going to be a series.
Yeah, this is not.
Like, I think Anthony Edwards would have drawn more eyes to the TV. I think, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Like, certain guys like that, I think, would have drawn more eyes. But, like, maybe even, like, I mean, maybe even Dame and Giannis, you know, there might have been some more interest there.
Yeah.
But, the fact is, I mean, right now the league is
kind of boring.
It's very boring. Yep. I mean, it's LeBron's teams are kind of mid and
people are. I mean, like I said, I find myself complaining more about the rules of any game I watch, like more about how the games are being called than anything. It's like, yeah, the game just changed it or the style of play. I'm just like, ugh. It's like I said, it's the alley or the three pointer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you called it with the Mavs. They're like, when they were playing the T-Wolves, it's like everything. And I showed Elijah. We're sitting on the couch, and I said, watch. I trust Marcus's eyes enough that I said it as I was watching it for the first time. But I'm like, watch what the Mavs do every time. Pick and roll for Luka. You got a guy in the corner. Luka's going to try to make a move, or he's going to dish it out to Kyrie, and Kyrie's going to make a move. I mean, that's
and that's every league. And every single shot Luka takes, it's not a three-pointer.
Yeah.
Is a fallible
sure
call. yeah you can he's going to make some contact, like mm-hmm. he doesn't shoot it unless he
well. And here's the problem with the team like the Celtics. You think the Celtics are like sexy at first. Why? Because they were sexy when they were trying to take LeBron down,
mm-hmm.
and that series got so much ratings, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, but then you remember you remove LeBron from the equation. And now it's just them.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're good. And it doesn't matter. it's like, but everybody, when they were in that, I mean, I remember watching every game of that Cavs Celtics. It was like, oh, this is awesome, man. This is back and forth. You're like, man, that young dude, Tatum, and you know.
Watching everybody try to take out LeBron for the longest.
When you take him out of the equation, it's like, okay, he's not going to be there much longer. So who's going to take the spot? Because you need a guy in the league.
Is Wemby going to be?
Maybe.
Or he's going to be French.
I think he'll just be French. I don't think people are going to hate Wemby.
Nobody.
You need somebody that's polarizing.
I mean, how can you hate Wemby?
You almost.
He's 7'6". He's,
yeah.
He's polite.
That's what I say. I mean, yeah, I mean, he's a good player. And he might be one of the best ever when it's all said and done. I mean, he's got that potential,
mm-hmm.
but he's just going to be a good player. And to me, you need somebody in the league that's going to take that mantle from LeBron. That's going to be the, you either love him or you hate him. It's why the Cowboys will always work on national TV. It's why the Yankees will always work on national TV. Don't matter if they're good. Don't matter if they're bad. They're going to get a lot of primetime games because you're going to watch them no matter what.
Tatum isn't a top five player in the league right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. He's 7, 8. You got me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, Giannis, Wemby. Who else?
The top five in the league?
Who is top five in the league?
I mean, do you think Wemby's top five in the league right
I
now?
I do.
I mean, I'm with you, but I do. Yeah, like I think he is
that's
going
like
to be.
That's what Marcus Maben's opinion is. Just
Jokic.
Listen, no. Here's the problem. Who won Defensive Player of the Year? Gobert. Wemby averaged more blocks than Gobert.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's the top five. You know, he's the top five. If you average more blocks than the Defensive Player of the Year, and defense ain't even really your thing, you're a top fiver.
Yeah. That's probably true.
Yeah, like I said, it took a while. Yeah, okay, Luka. Luka's top five. You put Luka in top five? I don't know. After this video of him getting blown around on every
play. Yeah, I know, man. You're like, it makes you question everything.
Yeah, it's just like, is he he's a top five offensive guy, but.
I mean, do you think LeBron is top five still?
No. No.
Top 10?
LeBron averaged almost a triple-double this year. He averaged 26, 7, and 8.
That's ridiculous.
And shot 54% from the field. Yeah, you don't think he's a top five player?
He was stat padding.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you know. Look, that's not a top five player in the league, though.
It's a tough argument. Yeah, maybe he just needs him in a different environment. Get him and Anthony Davis. That thing ain't working.
No, it's not at all. But yeah. I'm like, man, I mean, look, you're like, I mean, that's 37. He right now, he's 39 years old. And he almost averaged a triple-double.
You putting Embiid?
You know what he did in the last game of the season against the Nuggets?
I'm listening.
30, 11, and 9.
What about Embiid?
Lost by two.
Is Embiid, will you put him over LeBron? Because you have to count health against him, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Nobody stays healthy like LeBron.
But Embiid, I mean, I'll give him this. I mean, Embiid has something, too, that nobody else has, size. I mean, like, you know, and can do what he can do. I mean, Embiid averaged.
You're taking peak.
Do you know what he averaged
peak
this year?
Embiid or peak DeMarcus Cousins?
Probably Embiid. He averaged 35, 11, and 6. Pretty good. Pretty good.
You taking peak Embiid over peak Cousins?
Yeah, probably. Because Embiid can really shoot the three and stuff too.
He can really. Carl Anthony Towns.
I mean, Embiid's last few games was 39-13, 19-16, 27-10, 50-8, 34-10.
Right now, you taking Carl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis?
And I didn't even count assist. Carl Anthony Towns. I think. I think, yeah.
He looked good.
Yeah.
He looked good.
Yeah.
For Minnesota. Who should, look,
here. Yeah, Luka's 34, 9, and 10. This is average.
It's hard to leave him out.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's hard to leave him out.
That's pretty good, man.
That five, you probably can't even do a top five debate with the NBA players.
It would be tough, man.
There's probably 17 people.
I feel like there's, you could make, like, there's three that are in everybody's. And then once you get to like four and five, that's what
I mean.
Things.
Jokic averaged 27.
That's what I'm saying. Jokic.
12 and 9.
It's just your druthers, then. It's just your preference.
I think you have about 10 dudes. And it's like,
I can make a case for 12 people to be top five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just style of play. Like I said, I don't particularly like the James Harden foul dependent players,
ISO, you know, that stuff.
No, just the sweep under the underarm.
Yeah, right, like, right.
You just look for anybody's arm to move the ball up under, because it's kind of like the soccer thing, you know what I'm saying? It's just like you can, those guys make it easy to fix games.
Okay, do you like Luka then? Because Luka can hunt fouls.
I hate that.
Yeah, okay,
that's what I hate about him. And I hate that I got to hate that part of his game so much, because he's cold. You know what I'm saying? He's good. But it's just, you know, I worry about the game more than which player is, you know, I like. You know,
that makes sense.
Yeah, the health of the game. I'm like that with the college too. Just the health of the game makes me like certain teams, you know, different. Like I'm not a big Houston, you know, fan because it's like I respect how hard they go, but it's just not my style of, you know, of execution. You know?
But me and you have never had that Wimby conversation. That's funny that we're both. I didn't know you felt that way too, because like I'm pretty bullish on.
Have you watched?
Yeah, I'm pretty bullish on, like, no, he's going to be one of the next greats. Like,
have you watched Nikki? Have you watched Wimby play at all?
Like, I mean, like I've seen game, like
just highlights.
Yeah, just highlights. Uh-huh. I didn't watch the Spurs much. Just
he makes people literally go. They can go all the way underneath the basket, and he's anywhere around. They have to dribble back out. Like, nobody gets to shoot anything uncontested anywhere around him. And it's just, it looks, I swear, Nikki, go play with sixth graders. You literally, I don't know, they might bust you.
I was going to say, it was like third graders maybe. Maybe third graders.
What's this called? Fifth graders, you know what I'm saying? Fifth graders are aggressive enough to where you're going to work, you're going to get a sweat going. But you're still going to have this advantage that...
Just blocking shots like a Mutombo.
Just disturbing. You're just going to disturb all the kids.
Hakeem Olajuwon, as we learned in trivia.
Even the passes, the passes that go across the court, just your length and, you know, your anticipation is just going to be advanced. You know, I can get to that pass because that kid's short. So his cross-court pass is not really...
Right.
You got some oomph on it, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, that's how he looks. When you actually watch him play a real basketball game and not just highlights, you're like, okay, this is a problem.
That's crazy.
This is an absolute problem. I'll tell you what, we'll take a reset. Quick commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. Smith Days and Marcus Maybe at 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here in the 93.9 studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Camps everywhere, Steve. What camp did you miss out on as a child?
Like missed out on or that I miss now?
Either or.
I'm here. Okay, because like I there were different ones. Like the I always loved like Georgetown summer team camp.
Okay. Yeah. So you liked the basketball team
camp.
Yeah,
man. You stayed in the dorms and it was just like, it was fun.
Basketball,
man,
you know? Team, like, camps, yeah. Where you stayed in the dorms.
Yeah. Now, like, because like when people ask about, oh, did you go to blue chip camp? Did you go to, you know, the different camps as juniors and seniors. And I was like, yeah, and they were fun, but that was business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when you was at U of L camp, junior going into senior, you know, and you was at blue chip football camp and different stuff, it was like, this is business. And blue chip campuses were at basketball, football, were basically the Under Armour combines before the combines. It's the only way I can explain them. But, like, that was business, man. That wasn't fun.
I always blame my mom for not getting let me go to blue chip camps and ponying up so I could go.
I'm never going to make it.
Yeah.
Because of this.
Just guilt trip your parents into everything. Guilt trip them in the shoes. So, blue chip camp. Or team camp. What say you, Nikki?
Well, you had to play.
Yeah, I was gonna say my high school didn't have a football team, and I played hockey, not basketball.
Didn't you do your dad's camps when you were little?
No, yeah, I did Pops' camps at Bellarmine, like every year. Those were fun.
Don't say it so dismissively.
Oh yeah, you're right. That's fair. But like, no, I'm talking like by the time like the blue chip camps were around, I wasn't playing basketball anymore. But, no, I mean, I miss going to Pops' camp. See, like, the great thing was – it's so funny, Steve.
I don't know.
Why are you Pops was so worried that it would be, like, seen – this is funny. Like, this is actually
– I only got invited to my dad's camp.
I did only get invited to my dad's camp. But my dad was so afraid that it'd be looked at weirdly if I got put on the best team in the camp.
Uh-huh.
So he routinely – would make sure I got picked like last.
Every time somebody went into the Valvano camp, they walked in and looked like, who is that kid?
you weren't an early bloomer.
Basketball.
No, them all.
So I would get put on the worst teams, Marcus, and I wasn't very good to begin with.
I was gonna say, why weren't you good? Your dad didn't.
No, I had a certain set of skills, like just like baseball. Like, when God was handing out athletic talents, he just, like, looked in the box and was like, I got a leftover, you know, cannon for an arm and bunting. I'll give that to the kid for baseball.
Oh, and then, like, barbecue games. Because I will say that, man. Nick at, like, backyard, like, dodgeball,
barbecue
cornhole, lawn
pong. What was that game you were telling me about? Spike ball or something?
Yeah, spike ball.
Spike ball is fun, yeah.
Now, your boy not too bad at spike ball now. Like,
I was about to say, I bet Steve could ball at spike ball. But like basketball, like I could rebound okay. I could pass. I was an okay on-ball defender.
When you say rebound, it's because you were aggressive?
Yeah, because I just would, you know, I wasn't scared of body contact. So, you know, I got that, you know, that was from hockey. But I could set screens at like the 7-year-olds, you know, thing. I was setting like high ball screens and everything. It was blowing, and I was trucking kids because no one knew about screens.
Was your dad complimentary of your play?
Some of it, yeah.
Or was he critical?
But see, well, he was pretty balanced because he didn't want to show like over favoritism.
Was he scared of pressuring you into the sports?
A little bit.
Did your mom get on him for?
No, my mom. I love my mom to death. My mom was a stereotype, like. Hovering on stereotypical crazy sports parent, like
really?
she would be the one that would scream at me, like, you know, after games, like, why didn't you back check? What the hell are you doing? Like, well, that's what the practice is for. You bah, bah. And my dad would just hit me with the quiet disappointment. Come on, you're better than that.
Speaking of kids, let me read a tweet to you real quick. Listen, Jermaine O'Neal Jr.
Oh, man, this makes me feel old.
Son of former NBA All-Star Jermaine O'Neal with a big putback today at NBA PA Top 100 camp.
Yo. That's right in the pills.
That's getting into the, like, oh, God. Oh,
Jermaine O'Neal Jr.
Because he was young when he was in the league. That's what I'm saying. Wasn't he, like, the last straight-out high school kid?
Isn't he the one that, like, Patino's, like, was, like, if... He was my miss.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Patino said something like at Kentucky, like he was like,
oh, really?
Jermaine O'Neal would have been like, if he could have got him, he's like, that would have been, we would have been unstoppable. Like Dirk was one that almost went to Patino, and then Jermaine O'Neal. I think I might be wrong. There's a Kentucky fan. I know you're listening. So
I know you.
I think it was Jermaine O'Neal that he was like, if we could have got him, I probably would have stayed in college. He was like, we would have been Unstoppable.
This is pre Pacino to Boston?
I think so.
That time, okay.
I don't know. Jermaine O'Neal.
This is on three. It says that time Jermaine O'Neal almost committed to Kentucky. Let's see here. So, yeah, he almost did. He was picked in the first round.
What year, though?
98, it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. Because that's when Pacino left.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was like, because I remember him saying, like, if I could have got Jermaine O'Neal, I would not have left Kentucky.
Because mm-hmm.
he's like, we would have been unstoppable.
But Pacino wasn't bringing, he didn't bring in Sean Kemp, did he?
No, Sean Kemp was who, that was Sutton. That's who
okay.
they got the death penalty over.
Okay.
Because Eddie Sutton's son showed up as Sean Kemp
to
take
a
test.
Yep. That's what it took to get the death penalty.
Man, that looked like Sean Kemp.
Just blatant cheating.
Well, I saw something the other day. They were like, it was like the outside of Texas, and there was Lamborghinis and stuff, and they were like, this is a good time to remind everybody, SMU got the death penalty for $62,000.
What was the dude's name? Who's the running back?
It was two of them.
Pony Express.
One of them was the white guy that's an announcer, or was an announcer.
Yeah.
And
it's like Tony Dorsett or somebody. Who was the, this is our trivia.
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Who was the Pony Express running back?
I'm trying to remember.
It wasn't Marcus. It wasn't the guy Marcus Dupree.
Marcus Dupree.
Was he?
Nice.
No, he's Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was Oklahoma.
He was in Oklahoma. It was, yeah, you're right.
Who was the SMU Pony
Express? It was the white guy that was the announcer for a while. And then it was, he was a football announcer.
Ron Meyer? No.
Mm-mm. No. Eric Dickerson.
Oh,
and Craig James. Craig James and Eric Dickerson.
Yeah,
somebody said
that. Oh, there it is. Yep. Yeah, I just
Craig James was the one. Yeah, yeah. And they said like $62,000. They destroyed their program.
But they were off the chain with it too, though. I mean, you can't just show up with the Corvette. Like, come on. I'm going to SMU. I'm getting a Corvette. Oh, listen, how funny was this? Steve, I was dating a girl who had a red, like a red BMW.
Yeah.
And I drove her red BMW to Clarksville. And everybody in Clarksville just knew. They was like, oh, that's why he went to the... Steve, that was probably one of the worst things I ever did.
Just, like, here it comes.
Look, it was so bad in Clarksville that it was like, okay, they think I got money now.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm a sophomore or something. You know? So, I don't know. Oh, yeah, Craig James. Okay, they can't. Were they calling in and trying to?
Yeah, it was our man Adrian. He had the answer.
By the way, did you see Crumbs Revenge sent this to me? I saw this yesterday and forgot to bring it up. Debbie Antonelli's son is walking on.
I did see that.
For us?
I did see that. I didn't know he and Aiden McCool
played at the same high school.
Yeah, in Charleston.
Because I guess what he's been at D3.
D2, I think.
Was it D2?
I think D2.
I thought it was D3.
Maybe
it is D2. No, it is D2. You're right. Emory and Henry College.
That sounds
D2.
Did you look at the videos?
No. No. I was like, we'll see.
I went straight to the videos to look at Antonelli.
What'd you think? What did you think? Tell me.
No.
What did you think?
No.
Of Patrick Antonelli?
No. Let's just say all you need was to add an Aiden the Gay Hunt to that video. And that's what you would have seen, Steve. Brad says, so I just couldn't play on TV. Brad says, not to defend BBN or anything, but they didn't get a full death penalty during a sudden. They couldn't play on TV. They got definitely under Rupp for point shaving.
Huh. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right.
Craig James and Eric Dickerson, Pony Express. I don't know, Steve. Would I have negotiated if I went back?
So I got to follow Debbie Antonelli on Twitter now, or Instagram.
You don't already?
No, I should, right?
Mm-hmm.
ESPN, CBS, Hoops, Indiana Fever.
That's who you follow now?
No. That's what she has in her bio. I mean, oh. I know who Debbie Antonelli is, but like...
I thought you were going through your... My Twitter, it looks like trash right now, Steve.
Okay.
It's chemical this, poison this.
Oh, you got to go...
Cuban Missile Crisis this.
Yeah, no. You have to go to following. If you go to For You, it'll be a disaster. It'll be nothing but people getting killed and everything else. You're like, I don't want to see this.
Oh, wait a minute. Tell me about... change the setting to following?
No. Like, now on Twitter, like up here, when you go... See how it says this?
Yep.
You got to go over here to following. So this is just people you follow.
Oh, instead of For You.
Yeah. If you go to For You, it's going to be everything, and then you're going to get...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my Twitter, this morning was literally the most toxic 12 minutes of scrolling.
Oh yeah,
I've seen.
No, it's horrible. Yeah, it was, yeah.
And again, For You, so it's like I look up a salmon recipe and they give me everything that's wrong with salmon.
Yeah.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Everything wrong with
and drink. Right in the middle they're like, "Watch this guy get shot." And you're like, "No." No.
And how did this end up in my timeline?
No. I don't want to watch this.
And you got to be really quick.
Yeah.
Because some of those videos.
Man tries to jump across building and misses. And you're like, no. But I don't want to see that.
The video is playing before you can even realize what's going on some of the time.
Yeah. Why is that? What? When did X become like nightmare fuel?
See, I don't get this text.
In porn.
Don't laugh at D2. They busted us the last 2 years. Okay. So you're saying that they're good? So you're saying we should have kept Kenny Payne because D2 is really respectable. Is that what you're saying? Like, I don't get what we're doing here. Like, yeah. It's either they're a low level or they're not.
Just enjoy the show. Just have fun and enjoy the show.
About 150. I'm so sorry to all y'all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's about a million Craig James, Eric Dickerson texts in here. Somebody said, too, that Sean Kemp said Sutton's son took the test for Eric Manuel. Sean Kemp stole Sean Sutton's necklace.
Some jewelry, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll clear that up. I had that messed up. Yeah.
But yeah, still, I didn't remember the details of the story, but.
Who's Eric Manuel, though? I bet he don't look like Sean Sutton.
the Sean Kemp, I'm sure he stood out. Yeah. And whose chain did he steal?
Yeah. Girl gets mauled by Pitbull. Like, stuff like that just comes across, and it's like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to have to clean up my Twitter. I think I might unblock everybody, though. Just do another mass unblocking.
Yeah.
See if everybody's cleaned up their behavior a little bit.
Yeah.
Since then. I'm disappointed too, Steve. Doing my no sugar and no, as I'm watching brownies, doing my no sugar, no carbs, right?
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going great, but cool. I expect it to look like, what is it? What is it? The mechanic? What's the movie where the dude had to lose all that weight to do the movie?
Oh.
Where he looked like a skeleton?
Wolf.
Machinist?
Yeah, well. 50 Cent did one. That was crazy.
Dude, he was like a... Yeah, and he dropped like 80 pounds, like something ridiculous.
Yeah, but the other one was...
Steve, I expected 2 days, no sugar, no carbs.
Oh, yeah, your body you're like a... What's he say? Who said that?
I expected...
Am I allowed to say that? What movie is it where he's like, what, you look like a half-sucked milk dud?
Not Major Payne.
What movie is that?
Boy, I had to think about it.
What movie is that?
I have to think about it.
I gotta look it up now.
I have to think on it. Yeah, I expected to shrivel up all the way on that. So, Nikki, check that and see if we got to get that before we hit the top of the hour break. Then we'll come back, get a little football conversation. I was kind of going into the camps because football camp,
yeah.
just, you know, it's all going around. lacrosse camp. What else did I say?
Oh, it was the Great White Hype.
Yep.
Yes. Yep. It was the Great White Hype.
Adrian, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What up, man? Good.
Hey, I'm just, I was looking at my my Google or whatever, and it's nice to see Jeff Brohm tapping into the county about looking at Quisenberry from Boyle County.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, he's like Rondell Moore. That's who they're comparing him to. But tapping into that, Boyle County is a power, like, for the county. Like, they have, like, 13 championships.
Yep.
Four of the last four. So it's good to see them tapping into that. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right, man.
Appreciate the call.
Boyle County, even going back to when I was in high school, like, you always knew, like, now Boyle County was – when I was in high school, they were like 3A.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I know they've changed.
Were they
now
doing the early, they start playing together in sixth grade? And
yeah.
Keep
no,
them all together.
Listen, when you go down there, man, the facilities are second to none down in the Danville area. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, no, they've got it. They've mastered how to
breed the program.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On the back end of that call. Parents, work harder. Do not give up hope on this thing, because I've been seeing kind of, what is it, Steve? I can tell parents, I've been getting a vibe of frustrated parents with high school recruiting. Got to keep working.
Yeah.
You got to keep working. You got to keep working. Do not take the route of complaining. Mm-hmm. NIL is not going to change. They're not going to start forcing colleges to take a certain number of high school students. You know what I'm saying? Like, that game is, like I said, but you're going to have to take all offers more serious. Don't do like a young Steve and scoff at, what, WKU?
Yeah, it was WKU. WKU had come in, offered me a full ride, and I was like, no. Because I've got letters from Tennessee and Notre Dame and Kentucky and Louisville and every Vandy and West Virginia. And why would I take an offer from Western?
Mm.
Please. And then it was like, oh, because none of those schools are going to offer you, jackass.
Why didn't they tell you that, Steve? Yeah, so, why didn't they just say,
so when you hey, come back and
Steve, you do know Tennessee is not going to offer you.
Didn't know that. Didn't know that. Indiana did.
Too far?
Just had no interest in Indiana.
Point being, parents, please, do not get frustrated and do not get caught on social media complaining about the system. Because even if you are getting your kids getting looked at, they do not want parents that are going to be complaining about the level of recruitment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because the slightest bit of entitlement from the family, you know, from a coach's perspective, is imperative that you guys lock in with your kids, lock in with your focus, lock in with your grades, you know, however you can do it. But do not get frustrated. Do not take it to social media complaining about it. And like I said, keep on. Like
Yeah. 100%, man.
Yeah, just want to, you know, I wanted to be more encouraging to the parents of aspiring young athletes, because I get it. They're scared right now.
It is. Yeah. It is. And kind of, you know, just being with Coach Lieberman and watching, just talking to high school kids, because, I mean, transfers are that the same thing. That culture is in high school now. Like, it's, you know, hey, going places. And you hear real concerns when talking to parents about, you know, hey, well, you know, I'll go here, but then I'm talking to here, and, you know, and it's like, and they're not just all running, you know, everybody's like, oh, just couldn't come to my school or something. Yep. That's not the case. They're really looking for, like,
the best. Yeah.
And I'm trying to find it, and I don't know, because this person brings up something I've never heard of. And, you know, so, yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Do not, like I said, do not get frustrated. Stay the course. And Nick, you go ahead and play us out on
The LaFue brothers came out of Boyle County. You're right. I remember my official visit to Louisville. Robert McCune was the guy. And Robert, look, McCune was like, my dad was talking to him. He's like, man, how much you bench and stuff? And Robert McCune himself even said, he pointed over to Bobby LaFue or Travis LaFue, and he was like, that's the strongest guy on the team right there. Yeah. It's like, yeah, and it's Robert McCune, you know, and like might have been, I think it was like 37. And he was like, yeah, he was
fresh
like,
out the military.
Yeah, he was like, that's the strongest guy on the team, man.
Rolling along 939 the Ville.